This is My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome inside the Circa Resort and Casino here in downtown Las Vegas. It is My Guys in the Desert. Femi Abebefe in for Stormy Bonantoni. Going to be a great show over the next 60 minutes. Make sure to tweet at us, at VSiN Live, at Femi Abebefe. We'd like to hear from you guys. Three guests on the show at 2:45. Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino, giving us a sneak peek behind the window for this weekend's NFL divisional games. Going to ask him if there's any sharp action with the lines being so tight this time of year. 2:30, Reed Fowler of DraftKings. He's their NFL and PGA analyst. He's got to play in tomorrow night's game between the Niners and the Packers. We'll get his thoughts on that. Plus, we'll ask if there's any props that prevent a little bit of value here for the weekend slate. Then in 5 minutes, Adam Burke of VSiN, our sports betting analyst, plus a contributor to Point Spread Weekly, his thoughts and his favorite looks for NFL divisional round. But first, before we get into all of that, let's get into the five stories that you need to know as a bettor, starting with number one. The New York Giants hire Bills assistant GM Joe Shane as their new general manager. ESPN's Adam Schefter also reporting the Giants have also requested to interview former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores. Now, Flores at PointsBet is the favorite to become the Giants' next head coach. He's plus 400. You have Doug Peterson at plus 450. Brian Daboll and Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinators in Sunday's Chiefs-Bills game, those guys are plus 500 and plus 550 respectively. Then it's Vance Joseph, Josh McDaniels, Byron Leftwich, and Jim Harbaugh, plus 850, the current head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. The number two story that you need to know is that divisional weekend kicks off in Nashville, Tennessee, between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tennessee Titans. Titans right now, 3.5-point favorites, total of 47.5. This game opened 2.5. Last Sunday night, quickly got bet through that key number of 3. The total opened 46. We've seen a little bit of movement towards the over. The big news with this game, the Titans today, this afternoon, have activated running back Derrick Henry off of injured reserve. He is set to start in tomorrow afternoon's game. Henry has not played since he broke his foot in their Week 8 win over the Indianapolis Colts. The number three story that you need to know is that the 49ers will visit the Green Bay Packers in a rematch of the 2019 NFC title game. Packers 5.5-point favorites, total at 47. This game opened 4.5, so we saw some of that movement go towards Green Bay's side. Total opened 47.5. Packers, Za'Darius Smith, their linebacker, he is expected to play in this game after being activated off injured reserve. We haven't seen Za'Darius Smith since week one against the New Orleans Saints. Offensive tackle David Bakhtiari is questionable with a knee injury, as is cornerback Jair Alexander. For the 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo should be good to go, dealing with the shoulder and the hand issue. Nick Bosa this afternoon also cleared concussion protocol. The Niners will have their best pass rusher in tomorrow night's game at Lambeau Field. The number four story that you need to know is the Rams are visiting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a rematch of their Week 3 win in Los Angeles. The Bucs right now 2.5-point favorites with a total of 48. And this game hasn't seen much movement, only with the total has gone down a tick from 48.5 at open to the current number of 48. LA dealt a big blow this afternoon. Offensive tackle Andrew Whitworth ruled out with a knee injury. So was Taylor Rapp, their safety. So expect to see Eric Weddle once again in the back of that secondary. Their running back, Darrell Henderson, has been designated to return from IR. We'll see if he plays Sunday afternoon. For Tampa Bay, a long list of injuries. Offensive tackle Tristan Wirfs and center Ryan Jensen, both questionable with ankle injuries. Running backs Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones. Now, Fournette is questionable. They have until tomorrow to activate him off of the injured reserve. Ronald Jones has already been ruled out, as was wide receiver Breshad Perriman, who was ruled out with a hip injury. And the number five story that you need to know is the Bills taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in a rematch of their Week 5 win in KC. Chiefs right now 2.5-point favorites, or I should say 2-point favorites. Key distinction there, total of 54. Game open 2.5 has seen Buffalo money come in all throughout the week. Total opened at 53.5. Buffalo won Week 5 38-20. That day the Chiefs turned the ball over 4 times, and that was before they signed Melvin Ingram, so the defense was a little bit different. Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire will play in this game with a shoulder issue. Their other running back, Darrell Williams, is questionable, but Jerick McKinnon looked pretty darn good Sunday night in their victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, those are your five stories that you need to to know, which now allows us to bring in our first guest, Adam Burke, VSiN sports betting analyst and contributor to Point Spread Weekly. You can see him on Twitter at Skating Tripods. Adam, got to start off here with this stat. I saw it in Point Spread Weekly from Steve Mackinnon. Outright winners in the divisional round are also 29-10-1 against the spread in their last 40 games. What do you make of that? Is there any theory as to why we see teams that just win the game also be able to cover the number?
No, I mean, I guess the easy answer would be all these teams are pretty good at this point in time. So, you know, you're going to wind up with situations where maybe the underdog just executes a little bit better, winds up winning the game, covering the number, or you'll have a spot where the favorite ends up executing better and winds up covering the number. It's not as strong as the trend we saw for wild card weekend, where all six outright winners also covered the spread. That continued a several season long trend of that being the case in the wild card weekend. Not quite as strong here for the divisional round, but it is something definitely to pay attention to.
Now, the game that we've seen that's seen the most line movement is between Cincinnati and Tennessee. Like I mentioned earlier, it opened 2.5, now sitting 3.5. Which side are you on in tomorrow afternoon's game in the AFC?
Yeah, in this one, I'm on Cincinnati plus the 3.5. I know there's some pretty smart people out there that got Tennessee 2.5. I believe you're one of them, so kudos to you for that. But at 3.5 here, I'm just buttering you up because we're going to be on the air together tomorrow.
Like
but, you know, the plus 3.5 here for me, I think, has to be the play. I think a lot of people are just assuming that Derrick Henry comes back 100%, that this Titans offense gets back into rhythm. You know, statistically, they were much, much better with Derrick Henry, which isn't really that big of a surprise. That being said, he only had 4.3 yards per carry in the games that he played prior to that injury. So really, it was kind of the fact that it opened up the passing game a little bit more for Ryan Tannehill, who has not played well over the last several weeks. The thing for me is Tennessee played a lot of weak teams in the second half of the year. They only went 5-3 against that schedule. They did beat the 49ers, but also got badly outgained in that Thursday night game at home. So I'm just not a big believer in Tennessee with or without Henry. I think Cincinnati is a very, very good team and obviously a very strong offense.
We're speaking with Adam Burke, VSiN sports betting analyst and contributor to Point Spread Weekly. Adam, to stay on this game here, I'm concerned about this Cincinnati passing offense. Ja'Marr Chase is a fantastic wide receiver. Right now, his anytime TD score at DraftKings is plus 130. Do you think Tennessee has the DBs, the cover guys, to be able to slow down a guy like Chase, or should we expect another big game from him tomorrow?
You know, I think it's possible. I mean, you know, they do have those signature wins from early on in the year, and you give them a lot of credit for those. But, you know, Buffalo moved the ball pretty effectively on them in that game. If Josh Allen doesn't fall down, the Bills end up winning that one. So, you know, I think Tennessee, while they've made significant strides defensively, to say the least, I don't know how they match up here. I mean, they haven't really played against many good passing attacks over the last basically two and a half months. So that's a pretty big concern for me. Obviously, you've got worries about Joe Burrow and the offensive line because he took a lot of hits, got sacked quite a bit. Does Tennessee get any edge pressure to make life difficult for him? I don't know if they're going to do that. So, I do like the Bengals in this game. The more you talk about it, the more you kind of think maybe this is a coin flip type of game. At least that's the way I'm seeing it. So I'll take the 3.5 and expect Burrow to play well because I think he's just that kind of a big game player.
Now, there's some injury concern in the Niners-Packers game for tomorrow night. How do you see this one shaking out? Green Bay 5.5 point favorites, total of 47.
Yeah, this is one where I like the under in this game. I know that you're just seeing some 46.5s, 47s out there now. I took it earlier in the week at 47.5. Obvious concerns about Jimmy Garoppolo, not only with the health, but also he's never played a game in extreme cold weather, and it will be extremely cold in Green Bay, which is not the least bit surprising thing here as we get into late January. So you wonder about that. You wonder about how he acclimates to the conditions, if he's able to at all, if it makes San Francisco very one-dimensional in the running game, which, look, they can run the football in Green Bay. Teams have had success running the ball on Green Bay a little bit, but also I'm not a big believer in the explosiveness of this Packers offense. They're efficient. They're methodical. Both of these offenses are very, very slow. But Green Bay, only 10th in points scored on the season, even though they tied for the fewest turnovers in the NFL and also have some guy named Aaron Rodgers. So they didn't turn the football over. They moved it pretty effectively. They were 10th in points scored. Mason Crosby seemed to have the yips throughout the season at various points. I just think this game has all the makings of an under, where both of these teams move the ball, it'll take some time. So I think that's why I'm looking towards the under in this one. And you know, the injury report getting better for the 49ers defense is something that I like here with that under position.
Yeah, Nick Bosa cleared concussion protocol. He should be good to go. We talked about the weather. They're expecting 4 degrees late in the evening at Lambeau Field. So Jimmy Garoppolo, hopefully you're bundled up, and we'll see if he's able to feel his fingers. Got about a minute and a half left here, Adam. Do you think, because Jimmy Garoppolo is banged up, do you think we'll see a little Trey Lance sprinkled in? His anytime touchdown at DraftKings is plus 600. Do you maybe take a flyer on some Trey Lance in the red zone?
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea. You know, I mean, one of the things about cold weather, it's very hard to grip the football, and Garoppolo's already having issues with that due to the thumb injury. And also, too, as I just mentioned, you can run on Green Bay. I think they were a bottom 10 rush defense by DVOA, if I'm correct. So you can run on them, and I think that does open itself up to using Trey Lance, having some opportunities like that. The one thing I will say real quickly, another reason I like the under here, keep in mind, I think there were 24 points scored in the fourth quarter of that game earlier on this season between these two teams. It was a dead under until the fourth quarter happened. So there's a reason why this total's been adjusted down a little bit and a reason why it's taking under money.
Yeah, 47 in that temperature, that weather is going to be a cold one at Lambeau Field. Important note with Trey Lance, though, he scored a touchdown in this game on Sunday Night Football's week three. I believe it was right before halftime for the 49ers. So we'll see what Kyle Shanahan can dig up under his sleeves there as this 49ers team tries to win a third consecutive must-win road game. A very difficult spot, but they're battle-tested. They've been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. We'll see if they can do it once again. Adam, hang tight. I want to talk to you about these other games on Sunday on the other side. Plus, we'll get some other thoughts for this NFL weekend. But hey, we're going to take a quick break, talk more about these games. I'm going to ask Adam about this Rams-Bucks game. Seen a little push-pull in that market. We'll hear his thoughts here. It's My Guys in the Desert. We're just rolling along here on a Femi Friday. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's never too early to prepare for the big game, and we want to make sure VSiN is part of your plans. We'll be with you throughout the playoffs, and then on championship weekend, we'll have 56 hours of free video coverage on VSiN.com leading up to our sixth annual live big game betcast. The biggest game of the year, so make plans now to join the VSiN betting experts before, during, and after the action on VSiN.com. Oh, we're just six games away from the big game. What's up, y'all? It's Femi and Bebefe here. It is My Guys in the Desert coming to you from the Circa Resort and Casino. Adam Burke, our betting analyst and also contributor for Point Spread Weekly, hanging out with us for two segments. Adam, we left off now starting with these Sunday afternoon games. Rams-Buccaneers is a really, really interesting market. Right now, Tampa Bay, 2.5-point favorites with a total of 48. Injuries on the offensive line for both teams kind of being the concern. How does that kind of shape your handicap for Sunday's game?
Yeah, this was a game where I said, look, I'm waiting until Friday at a minimum to decide what I want to do with the side for this game. And quite frankly, for the total as well, you know, and It's interesting because all eyes were on Ryan Jensen and Tristan Wirfs. And now we get the news that Andrew Whitworth's not going to play for the Rams. So you do have offensive line concerns for both sides, as you mentioned. Look, I feel like this game is lined pretty tightly. I think the side is pretty accurate here. What's interesting is the adjustment to the total, because these two teams played a 34-24 game earlier on in the year. There were well over 800 yards of offense in that game, over 740 passing yards in that game. And we've seen this total adjusted down. And to me, I think that's a pretty clear sign. Not only is it the playoffs and the games are a little bit tighter and all of that, but I do think that this is a little bit tighter of a game, maybe a little bit lower scoring of a game. One trend I've kind of picked up on with the Rams here over their last six, seven games is that they're running the football a lot more. Sony Michel's getting a lot of touches. We saw Cam Akers get reacclimated into the offense last week with that big lead. They're not using Matthew Stafford as much. And I don't know if it's a confidence thing or just kind of the way that the games have played out, but I saw Stafford under 37.5 pass attempts out there at some of the markets. And that's a number that I think he's exceeded once in his last seven games. So I think the Rams will want to try to run the football on this Tampa Bay team. So I do actually like Stafford under pass attempts, probably the most of anything in this game.
Yeah, that's a bold strategy, running the football against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Didn't work out for the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Rams present some tougher options in the passing game for the Bucs, so they may not be able to kind of go all out. You mentioned the total. The total in that week three game, Adam, was 55. So we're a full touchdown below that total we saw week three, that game being played indoors at SoFi Stadium. So the betting market kind of seems to be pretty close with these NFC teams. So I wanted to ask you about if there's any value in the conference futures market. Packers right now, the favorites at plus 150, Bucks plus 230, Rams plus 350, the Niners are plus 500. Do you see any value of maybe pairing a futures ticket with any bets you might like in the NFC this weekend?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question. You know, we talk about trying to find alternative ways to get line value, trying to find different ways to kind of diversify your portfolio a little bit, try to take advantage of certain things. And, you know, look, I mean, assuming Tampa Bay gets through this game healthy, and they are, you know, the short favorite here, and I do think that they ultimately win, even though I think it's a pretty close game. You know, getting plus 230, it's not a bad price on Tampa Bay, I wouldn't think. They went through Lambeau last year and got to the Super Bowl, so if they need to, that's not really that big of a deal for them. Tampa Bay is the team I said would make the Super Bowl out of the NFC coming into the playoffs. That's something I'm going to stand by. Plus 230 is maybe a little bit attractive there to me.
The AFC game is the game of the weekend, in my opinion. I think in a lot of people's opinions, it's the closely contested game, at least from a spread perspective. Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills. Chiefs 2-point favorites. What do you make of this game? Totals at 54, 54 and a half. I mean, where do you even begin to start in terms of handicapping this game? And if there's a side that's valuable or a total that's valuable.
Well, one thing I just mentioned about that Rams and Bucks game, you know, we saw a lot of offense, a lot of points, a lot of yards in that regular season meeting. And that total, as you said, has been adjusted down a touchdown. You know, this total is very, very high for a playoff game. I mean, we saw a 56 and a half in the Super Bowl, I think a few years ago, but you don't see a lot of mid 50s totals in the playoffs. The games just tighten up. Everything kind of gets a little bit more risk averse in a lot of ways, but here you've got a very high total. And the more I look at this game, the more I can't take a side, because it could be the last team with the ball wins. That wouldn't shock me. It could be a team that has a special teams blunder that winds up losing, something like that. I don't know if these two defenses get a lot of stops. I think both offensive coordinators are going to go into this game thinking, I need to get in the 30s to win this game. And what's going to happen is a lot of downfield stuff, Josh Allen with his legs, a lot of moving of the chains, I think. Even though these two defenses have played well throughout most of the season, and especially Kansas City of late, but this total is intentionally set very high, and I think that kind of tells us something about how this game plays out.
It's one thing I've been kind of wrestling with myself with this game here is that, do you even bet the spread, or do you maybe just go resort to the money line with the total being so high, indicating that you could see quite a bit of variance in this game, more possessions? Because the money line prices seem rather just reasonable, at least. If you like the Chiefs, it's minus 125, or you can find some plus 110s if you like Buffalo. Do you entertain just going to the money line, or do you still think there's a little bit of value just betting the spread and laying that minus 110 juice?
Yeah, I think taking the money line with whatever side you like is the way to go in this game. I mean, look, I said it may be the last team with the ball wins, but still, the odds of this game falling one are very, very slim. I think you go ahead and take the money line price with either team, frankly, here. I mean, you know, you do cover yourself in the event that it's a 31-30 type game, 28-27, something like that. But to me, I agree with you. This is a very high variance game. And to that end, a lot of people are going to want to tease Buffalo up from plus 2 to plus 8. This is not the right kind of environment to do that. You want to tease an underdog up in a lower scoring game. This game has variance written all over it. It could be Kansas City by 14. It could be Buffalo by 14. Could be a back and forth game throughout. This is not the type of environment to tease a team from plus 2 to plus 8. I know a lot of people are doing it, but I would definitely advise against it here.
Real quickly here, I know you're on the Cincinnati Bengals to cover the 3.5, but let's say the Tennessee Titans win on Saturday. What's the line for next week's AFC title game, whether it's Chiefs visiting the Titans or it's Bills visiting the Titans?
So if we assume that all the games play pretty close to expectation and there are no major injuries, I would say probably Buffalo minus 2.5 or minus 3 at Tennessee, and Kansas City minus 4. Maybe you find a stray 4.5, something like that. I just know that Tennessee will be a clear underdog to the team that wins that Bills-Chiefs game.
Yeah, the Tennessee Titans, the number one seed that we weren't expecting, and they find themselves, even though if they were able to win on Saturday, likely a significant underdog at home in an AFC title game. Adam, I know you had a couple angles in the National Basketball Association as we hard pivot on the court here. For Saturday's action, Pacers, Suns, and Kings, Bucks, what kind of angles are you looking to attack in the NBA?
Yeah, so I actually wrote about looking for situational spots this week in Point Spread Weekly, and a couple of them that I was looking at was a team in the first game of a road trip and a team in its first game back at home coming off of a road trip. And the Suns are in that spot. They're playing at home against the Pacers on Saturday night. And this is a team that they just beat by 18 points last Friday. So they kind of, you know, just took care of business in that game. Now they're coming back home, and their next two games are a home and home with the Utah Jazz. So I know Indiana's won a couple of games here of late. They've played well despite some COVID issues, but I don't know if we get a fully invested Suns team here coming off that road trip and with a couple of big games against the Jazz on the horizon. So my starting point for that one would be to take a look at the Pacers. The other one here on Saturday is the Sacramento Kings and the Milwaukee Bucks. This is the first game of a road trip for the Kings, and the Bucks are in a back-to-back off of playing Chicago tonight. So that's a situation where the Bucks could be in for a little bit of a letdown. Teams typically try to start a road trip on a high note. So I think Sacramento's kind of in that position here where they're going to try to play well, get off to a good start on the road, long trip, long way from home, so on and so forth. So right now I'm looking at the Pacers for Saturday night and then also the Kings in a couple of favorable road spots.
Real quick here, Adam, got about a minute left. Just how much of NBA betting is just purely situational? Because you outlined those situations that are just very clear right there and could be advantageous to back those other sides. How much of this is just making sure you're finding the right spots when you're making these regular season bets?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's a shortcut in the NBA. So I look for situational spots, and then I go in a little bit deeper. Who's healthy? Who's not? How's the team playing? What's the line look like? All of that. These are guides for me. They're starting points. They help me narrow down the NBA card when the reality is I don't really have a whole lot of time to handicap the NBA. I'm busy doing all kinds of other stuff, college basketball, NFL, so on and so forth. So for me, they're really good starting points. And then you can kind of narrow your focus, dig a little bit deeper into the game. But yeah, absolutely. I think they're a very big part of the NBA handicapping process and the NHL as well.
He is Adam Burke, VSiN sports betting analyst, contributor to Point Spread Weekly. Adam, we'll be together tomorrow morning betting across America, 9 to noon Pacific, noon to 3 Eastern time. I will see you tomorrow at the South Point Hotel and Casino.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. How about that? Love the point that he brought up there with the Bucks plus 230. I think on the AFC side as well, if you like the Bills, if you like the Chiefs, you're almost obligated to take them to win the AFC conference because, like you said, they will both be favored against the Tennessee Titans next week if they play in the AFC title game. And if it's the Bengals and they're at home, they're going to be even more significant favorites. So keep that thought in mind before making your bets this weekend. All right. On the other side, Reed Fowler of DraftKings, their PGA and NFL analyst, joins the show. We talk all things NFL divisional round. It is My Guys in the Desert here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Listening to My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. This segment of My Guys in the Desert is brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, a fresh way to enjoy nicotine without all the baggage of cigarettes, dip, or vape. No more smelling like an ashtray, no more spit cups, and no batteries to charge or leaky equipment to deal with. Zyn nicotine pouches are smoke-free, spit-free, and available in 10 varieties like spearmint, wintergreen, citrus, and many more. And for your convenience, each variety comes in two strengths, so you can easily find the satisfaction level that's perfect for you. Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch, is available in over 100,000 locations nationwide, meaning it's never been easier to find your Zyn. So head on over to Zyn.com/find to locate a store near you. That's ZYN.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. It is My Guys in the Desert. Femi Abebefe in for Stormy Bonantoni here at the Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Reed Fowler of DraftKings joining us in a matter of moments. But first, oh, let's look for some props and some props that pay big. We love that plus money here on My Guys in the Desert. These odds courtesy of DraftKings. And the number one prop that I like here is Titans tight end Anthony Firkser over 2.5 catches plus 145. Perkser is an under-the-radar chain mover for the Tennessee Titans. Only had 7 games of 3 catches or more, but that's why we're getting that plus money. The Bengals, not a good team at defending over the middle. They will likely have to commit more players to stopping the run. With Derrick Henry back, I think Perkser will see around 3 to 4 targets, so just needs to catch the football, and we can cash the prop. The number 2 prop I like is Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, anytime TD score plus 130. This is pretty straightforward. Chase leads the team in targets, catches, and yards. He's Joe Burrow's favorite receiver to throw to going back to college. More importantly, he's the only Bengal to have double-digit receiving touchdowns this season. Whether it's in the red zone or a big play, Chase is always a threat to score. And my 3rd one is Buccaneers running back Leonard Fournette, first TD score plus 650. Now, this is contingent on Fournette playing. He's waiting to be activated off the IR tomorrow. We'll see what that happens, but Playoff Lenny, it's right there in the nickname. He lives up to that name, finds pay dirt Sunday afternoon, scored 10 total touchdowns this season. I can see the Bucs trying to be a little bit more physical with that Rams defensive front, trying to run the football and not really inviting that pass rush. If they run the ball, it's going to be Playoff Lenny scoring plus 650, first TD score for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, let's bring in our next guest, Reed Fowler of DraftKings, the NFL and PGA analyst over there with our friends at DK. Reed, we'll get into the PGA in a little bit, but I got to start with the NFL. Tomorrow afternoon's game, Bengals-Titans. Right now, the Titans 3.5-point favorites, total of 47. What's standing out to you in this market, would be the side or total? And I know that you have a prop play in this game as well.
Yeah, I think Joe Burrow over pass attempts on the DK Sportsbook is at 38.5. And I think that's how it's going to go, Femi. I think when you're Tennessee and if you're able to get up large on these on the Bengals, and I think you can, right? I think Vrabel is the type of coach, and you have now hopefully Derrick Henry, even if he's not at 100%, you still have that ability to make him be the focal point of this offense potentially. That just breeds so many passes from Joe Burrow. I don't think they have the And that's how they're going to win as well, right? You kind of talked about it. Ja'Marr Chase, anytime touchdown, they got to get up early so the Titans can't be on schedule in terms of their offense. So I like over pass attempts for Joe Burrow, but I'm actually taking Tennessee to win this one.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down on the Ja'Marr Chase anytime TD score there, plus 130? Can we make this a family bet here?
Yeah, and also over on his receiving yards. Look, the Tennessee secondary has not been great. I believe they gave the 2nd most receiving yards to the wide receiver position in the entire NFL. So yeah, I love it. And that Perkser, Cincinnati, you know, they're a little vulnerable across the middle. So that's how I think Tennessee is going to win, is a lot of those slant passes to at least one of their receivers.
Big Perkser show is my guys in the desert. We're speaking with Reed Fowler, DraftKings sports betting analyst, NFL and PGA. Saturday night, I know you got to play in this one. Packers hosting the 49ers. Green Bay right now, 5.5-point favorites, total of 47. Where do you see the value? Lambeau Field, it's going to be a chilly one tomorrow night.
Yeah, coldest game that Jimmy G has ever played in. I think his coldest before in his NFL career, right, is 32 degrees. Now this one's not going to be. It's going to be, a fourth of that, I believe, is what the high is going to be at Lambeau. And I'm going all in, Femi, on Green Bay right now. I liked it at 6. I think minus, 5.5 is not really a huge value on that half point. You can get it. It's fine. But I'll bet this all the way up, even on alternate spreads for Green Bay. It's the MVP most likely quarterback, right, back-to-back years. It's an elite quarterback, a defense that's getting healthy. You have the X factor, Devontae Adams. Well, on the other side, yes, Nick Bosa is playing in this game. Fred Warner as well, probably playing in this game. But Jimmy G coming a little banged up. If we think that Jimmy G, he's going to play, but if he can't finish this game, this line pre-game would have probably been, if Trey Lance was in, 8-10, mm-hmm. right, that the Packers were laying. So I think there's value here in Green Bay. I like their team total over as well. You can get it at 26.5, great, but I like it all the way up to probably 27.5.
Well, you mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo is banged up. If he doesn't finish the game, we'll at least see Trey Lance. Do you think that we'll see Trey Lance regardless, whether Jimmy is good to go or not good to go? Mm. And would you take a flyer on Lance at plus 600 anytime TD score?
Probably not. I see what you're saying, and there's an angle there. But, mm-hmm. we haven't seen Shanahan, deploy him at all throughout the season. And I think if you have Jimmy G there, right, and he's arguably as healthy as he can be. Shanahan could have easily put in Trey Lance, 18, when Jimmy G wasn't playing well, but he stuck with this guy. So if he's healthy and he's able to go, I probably wouldn't touch that Trey Lance. But I like where your head's at, Fammy. Getting a little crazy in that plus money here.
We love that plus money here on My Guys in the Desert. So we're always looking to see where we can find that value. Sunday afternoon, Buccaneers hosting the Rams. Right now, the Bucs 2.5-point favorites, total 48. This has been a lot of push-pull in the market. I'm curious to see if you stand anywhere between these two teams.
Yeah, look, the bets and the handles, like the percentages are pretty much split down the middle with this game. And you see why, right? And both teams didn't really show us much last week in the wild card weekend, right? They played up against teams that just weren't prepared with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. I probably lean towards the Rams in this one getting points. Reason being is if you look at that defensive, I guess, unit for Tampa Bay, it's going to be tough if you leave your cornerbacks on an island against these receivers, and that's what they do. Todd Bowles loves to rush the pass. He loves to blitz more than any other coach, right, a defensive unit in the NFL. And if you're leaving guys like Jamal Dean and some of these other players against the likes of OBJ, Cooper Kupp, and Van Jefferson, I think that's tough. But there's a caveat here, Femi. Stafford has to have a clean game, and that has been a huge asterisk the last 4 or 5 weeks. Right, where he's thrown 8 interceptions in the last 4 games of the season or something like along those lines. So with that asterisk, I do like the Rams, but betting against Tom Brady has been a losing bet his entire career in the playoffs.
Well, I was going to follow up with you, Reed. Do you trust Stafford to have that clean game on Sunday?
I trust McVay to not necessarily put Stafford in those positions to turn the ball over a ton, because that's what we kind of saw with Arizona. He didn't have a ton of passing attempts, right? I think he had less than 20. So I do think with a healthy Cam Akers, you're going to be able to control that ball a little bit more. I do like the team totals going over, especially on the Rams side, a little bit more than the over in this matchup. But I do think getting that plus money, hey, this is a plus money show, getting that plus 125, even on the money here with the Rams.
Already catching on here. Game of the day, or game of the weekend, I should say, might be the game of the year. Kansas City hosting the Buffalo Bills. Chiefs right now, 2-point favorites, total 54.5. Anything on this game that's going to be the most watched of the weekend?
Man, like this one's probably the hardest, right, to handicap, because both of these teams, look, they met earlier in the season, but I would argue Kansas City looks a lot different than they did when these teams met, even, you know, midway through the season. Their defense has been much improved. Patrick Mahomes necessarily, right, is playing a lot better than he was recently. I get both sides. That's why I'm probably staying away from a betting perspective on this one. But you're probably going to see a lot of late money coming in on Sunday. If, you know, people want to square up with their bets that they missed off on Saturday, you're probably going to see a lot of late money going. So if you lean one way and you like these numbers right now, I would get in on it. But again, you can wait if you're more advantageous and if you want to get Bills at plus money, because you're seeing Patrick Mahomes getting less than a field goal in the playoffs. That's going to be a lot of people looking at that saying, I want to put some money on Kansas City on Sunday.
It's very enticing stuff. Real quick here, we've got about 45 seconds left. The PGA American Express going on right now in California. Patrick Cantlay, 14 under. He's the top of the leaderboard. Is this Cantlay's to lose, or is there somebody else that can come from behind? Will Zalatoris, only a couple strokes back. Anybody that can come from behind and take it away from Cantlay?
Yeah, Zalatoris had, 4,000 birdies today. You take a look at what Patrick Cantlay has done. He is so good at closing as well. So this is going to be a tough prospect, but there's some long shots out there. Hopefully you guys got pre-tournament like Tom Hoagie that does well in the desert. So if there's one guy I think that could probably beat him, it might probably be Zalatoris. But again, we haven't seen him win yet on the PGA Tour, so this is Cantlay to lose.
Yeah, I'm on Harold Varner III. He's about 4 shots back. We'll see what happens heading into the weekend. He is Reed Fowler of DraftKings NFL and PGA analyst. Reed, always a pleasure to have you on My Guys in the Desert, and we hope to talk soon.
All right, family, take care. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. All right, how about that? He's not a fan of the Trey Lance plus 600, a little bit too much plus money, but there's something there. There's something there with the red zone opportunities for Trey Lance. All right, on the other side, Chris Andrews is going to join us to see what he's seeing behind the window here at the South Point Hotel and Casino for all things NFL Divisional Week. And it is My Guys in the Desert.
To My Guys in the Desert with Stormy Bonantoni on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts. It is My Guys in the Desert final segment here from the Circa Resort and Casino. Femi Abebefe in for Stormy Bonantoni. Chris Andrews of the South Point Hotel and Casino joining us here in a matter of moments. But first, we had to get to our power rankings. And this week, we're going to do things a little bit different. We're going to rank the top five non-quarterback Super Bowl MVP bets you can make today. These odds courtesy of DraftKings. And here we go. My number five bet that you can make is Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp. Kupp right now 30-1 to be Super Bowl MVP. Now, he would be higher on my list, but you have to get to the Super Bowl first to be Super Bowl MVP. He definitely has a narrative working in his favor. Matthew Stafford is known as a turnover machine. The Rams see as Cooper Kupp as like their most valuable player. He's going to be the offensive player of the year. A lot of momentum for Cooper Kupp that if you were to play in this game, his odds will be a lot shorter than 30-1. Sees a lot of targets, and if they get there, he will have a big game. Cooper Kupp 30-1. The number four MVP bet that I would make is Rob Gronkowski, the Bucs tight end, 80-1. Gronk is Brady's favorite target by far among the current pass catchers that he has to his display. And there's a decent shot that the Bucs actually make the Super Bowl again since they're at home this weekend, and all they'd have to do is beat the Packers at Lambeau. That sounds like it's easy, but it's not. But who knows? Maybe the Niners win and they have a home game in the NFC title game. Maybe the thing that I like about this 80-1 shot is that sometimes you get a little Brady fatigue. Every now and then, we saw it with Julian Edelman being the Super Bowl MVP a few years ago. If Gronk has a big game, I think he could be rewarded on Super Sunday. The number three MVP bet that I would make is Stephon Diggs at 50-1. Another favored pass catcher of a potential Super Bowl participant. Tricky thing with Diggs is that Buffalo has a number of pass catching weapons and they kind of spread the love, but the Bills could easily get to the Super Bowl. And if they do, and Diggs has a big game, and he's the only one of those Bills catchers to have a big game, Diggs at 50-1 is a ticket you would like in your pocket. However, they could also easily lose on Sunday. That's the risk of making these bets. However, if they do win, they're going to be field goal favorites in Tennessee, or they'll be even bigger favorites hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. The number two bet I would make is Derrick Henry, Titans running back at 18-1. Henry just makes a ton of sense given that he's playing two home games on the way to the Super Bowl. Plus, the perception of Derrick Henry is that he is the most valuable player on the Tennessee Titans. Now, it's a big hurdle for them to get there, needing a win on Saturday, then needing a win over the Chiefs or the Bills. But if they do, Henry is going to be the reason why. And if they even beat whoever comes out of the NFC, it's likely going to be because of Derrick Henry. So 18-1 is a pretty solid bet. The number one Packers wide receiver Davante Adams at 35-1. By far my favorite Super Bowl MVP bet of the non-quarterbacks. Packers are going to be favored all the way through the Super Bowl. Not only that, they're carried by their passing game and they're carried by Davante Adams. Rodgers, he's his first, second, and third favorite choice for people who to throw the football to. So the favorite outcome, in my opinion, go with Davante Adams at 35-1 if you have to make a bet, because there's not a whole lot of value for Rodgers to win MVP. All right. That now brings us to our final guest on the show. He is Chris Andrews, the sports book director at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Chris, hopefully all is going well this weekend, the best weekend, in my opinion, in sports. What is the handle looking like as you have four massive games in the NFL?
Well, we could go with that massive definition for the action here too. It's been fantastic. So, you know, the handle, once we get settled in on by Sunday night, it will be a massive handle, because right now the handle has been fantastic, and I don't see it slowing down in the next 48 hours or so.
Well, let's start with the game that I think that might have the biggest handle of them all. It's Sunday evening here on the West Coast and on the East Coast, the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills. Right now you guys have it Chiefs 1.5-point favorites with a total of 54. I didn't think we'd ever see Mahomes under a field goal at home in a playoff game. Does it surprise you to see all this Buffalo love this week ahead of Sunday's game?
No, not really. You know, I opened this game 2.5. I really kind of favored the Chiefs when I first made my numbers, but the more I kind of looked at it, it's kind of, there's some cross currents going on here. So if you look at the Chiefs, they have not played well defensively against top-notch quarterbacks. Now, you can make the excuse that they weren't healthy when they played a lot of those games, and I think that's a valid argument. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, the facts are there that they have not played that well against number one, against the top echelon of quarterbacks in this league. But, you know, like I said, that's what makes horse racing. Now, you think that now they're going to play much, much better because they are healthy, or maybe it's just a flaw in their defense. So, you know, I don't know, but there is a lot of money for the Bills. The Bills are playing great. I think they were the hot team coming into this year out of the AFC. They stumbled a bit during the course of the year, but now they look like they're playing some great football. Came off a fantastic game the other night, and you have to just wonder, are they as good as they looked the other day, or is that just an aberration? Because really, nobody could ever look that good 2 weeks in a row. It'd be shocking.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say there. It'd be pretty hard to put those performances in back-to-back weeks. No punts, no kicks, no turnovers. A really virtuoso performance from the Buffalo Bills. We're speaking with Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Sunday afternoon, Rams traveling to Tampa to take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Right now, you guys have it. Bucks, 2.5-point favorites, total of 48. What are you seeing behind the window in this one with Brady now at home, laying less than a field goal against the Rams?
Well, this is definitely our highest handle game of the week. And not so much because of the matchup, but because of the number. You know, we do everything at 11 to 10 here at South Point. So when we're at 2.5, which we are now, we're pretty much the only 2.5 flat anywhere in the world. But if I go to 3, which I might be going pretty quick, if we go to 3, we'll be the only 3 flat in the world. And that usually, it always stimulates a ton of action both ways. And right now, like I said, jockeying between those two numbers, that this is our biggest handle of the week. And I think it'll probably wind up being our biggest handle of the week.
Well, let's get over to Saturday night's action. The two biggest brands, one might argue, in the NFL that are left in these playoffs are the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. Packers, 5.5-point home favorites, total of 47.5. We know it's going to be 4 degrees late in the game at Lambeau Field. What do you think happens Saturday night, and how are the bettors kind of attacking this market?
Well, we opened this game 5.5. We got bet up to 6 pretty quick when it looked like there were some guys out for the Niners, including Bosa. Garoppolo wasn't 100%. There's some injuries on the defense. So the number got pushed up to 6. But then when those guys started practicing, particularly the defensive guys, it got played plus 6, so we're back down to 5.5, which we've been now for a couple of days. Now the public's on the Packers. The Niners, the public, and even the wise guys are kind of off them at 5.5. I think they're waiting to see if we get back to 6 on that game, which we might. You never know. However, I do have some good Niner play on the money line, anything at 210 or above, and I'm at plus $2 right now in that money line. But I think there's a wise guy slant towards the 49ers, but the public, of course, is on the Packers, as they usually are in situations like this. But personally, I think it's going to be hard for the Niners, and I know they're a California team. They're not Southern California, but they are a California team. They're going up to essentially 0-degree weather. I mean, that's not going to be comfortable for anybody. So I think that gives a little bit of an edge to the Packers there.
Yeah, especially Jimmy Garoppolo with that thumb issue out there in the freezing cold. Chris, we got about a minute left here. Cincinnati taking on Tennessee. This is the first game of the weekend. Titans, 3.5-point favorites, total 47.5. And this one, we saw it blew through that number of 3 there. What are you guys seeing now that it's here at this number of 3.5?
Well, we opened 3. They did lay it to me. And like I said, when I went to 3.5, so there was no juice applied, I was only 3.5 flat around. So they came in and poured in on the plus 3.5. So fortunately, I'm in pretty decent shape on that game. But I could see now the tide is turning. It's all Titans money in the last day or two. I have a feeling we're going to get the 4 on this game.
Wow.
Probably they'll take it once we get the 4, but I have a feeling we will get there eventually.
Wow, that's going to be a fascinating game. One of these two teams, the Bengals or the Titans, will be in the AFC Championship game next Sunday. Fascinating stuff as the weekend kicks off tomorrow, 1:30 Pacific time. He is Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director here at the South Point Hotel and Casino. Chris, thank you for joining us once again here on My Guys in the Desert, and best of luck to you this weekend.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Femi. Great talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. That does it for the show here. The 60 minutes always goes by very quickly. Thank you to Chris Andrews of the South Point Sportsbook. Thank you to Reed Fowler, DraftKings NFL and PGA analyst. And, of course, thank you to Adam Burke, VSiN sports betting analyst and contributor to Point Spread Weekly. Thank you to you guys. Hopefully you cash some tickets this weekend. Only 7 games left in the NFL. We'll hopefully make them profitable 7 games as we head towards the stretch run. That does it for My Guys in the Desert. Coming up next, Rush Hour, Danny Burke here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.